We are the East. We don't care how rich you are. We want all those who are guilty to experience the terror of their crimes.
The underground organization called the East warns before it attacks. Change your ways or pay the consequences. Its members don't kill. Not directly, anyway.
An eye for an eye. You can't be more, you can't be less.
They turn the corporation's practices against them. They feed CEOs their tainted medicines. They force them into rivers their companies pollute.
You create, for a living, toxic chemicals that will outlive us all and feel nothing. But tonight, you will feel something.
Ellen Page plays Izzy, one of the radicals. Britt Marling plays Sarah, a corporate spy who goes undercover to infiltrate the East and expose them.
It's me, can you hear me?
I think that they're poisoning the company with their own drug.
It wouldn't be on the market if it were life-threatening.
But it is, and Sarah joins the group. Britt Marling co-wrote the script.
When we started shooting the film, like a week before Occupy Wall Street blew up, we were so excited. We felt like, oh gosh, we're telling a story about something that really is prescient and that people are feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are going to rob a bank.
Everyone in this room was a victim of hard times.
Some of you lost your home, your car, and so tonight
we're going to return some of that money back to you.
Now You See Me also has a star-studded cast, with Michael Caine, Mark Ruffalo, Morgan Freeman, and Woody Harrelson. The film addresses corruption in the banking system and its collapse in 2008. Jesse Eisenberg plays Atlas, the leader of famous illusionists called the Four Horsemen.
This story is about these magicians who are recruited by this kind of secret organization to pull off these incredible heists where they're actually stealing money from corrupt business people and distributing it back to people who have been stolen from.
On the count of three, you will be teleported through space and time to your bank in Paris. One, two,
three.
Wait, there he is.
Now, Anthony, hold on tight.
There's like some social justice that they're, stealing from people who have stolen from others and giving the money back to people who have rightfully deserved it.
Whether one agrees with vigilante justice or not, these two films entertain by giving audiences the illusion that it's payback time. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.